A new book offers a fresh way to understand one of America's most important presidents. Jeffrey Brown sits down with author Edward O'Keefe for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Theodore Roosevelt was known as a rugged outdoorsman, a naturalist, a soldier, a combative politician, and the 26th president of the United States, enshrined on Mount Rushmore. But as a new book puts it, quote, this most masculine president in the American memory was in fact the product of largely unsung and certainly extraordinary women. The book, The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt, The Women Who Created a President, tells of T.R. as he was known, shaped by five women. His mother, Martha Bullock Roosevelt, his first wife, Alice, who died at 22 after just 4 years of marriage, his second wife, Edith Kermit Roosevelt, and two sisters, Anna and Corinne. Key political strategists and aides. Author Edward O'Keefe, a longtime broadcast and digital journalist, is CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation and joins me now. Welcome to you.
That's good to be with you.
I want to start with this is, you know, a president who's been written much of, but you came to him in a very personal way through your home state of North Dakota. Why was he so important to you?
When you grow up in North Dakota, you suffer a surfeit of heroes. You've got Roger Maris, Peggy Lee, Lawrence Welk, maybe contemporary North Dakotans, Phil Jackson.
Those are all good.
All good, yeah. But they don't compare to Theodore Roosevelt. Uh-huh. I chose Theodore Roosevelt.
He was your guy.
He was my guy. I mean, I went out to Theodore Roosevelt National Park with my family as a kid, mm-hmm. to the Bedora musical in the Badlands, and I was a Red River Rough Rider, so this was providential. It was ordained that I would be a fan of T.R.
Okay, a fan, and then you want to write about him, but your way in is through the women in his life. Why?
Well, the Theodore Roosevelt was... The myth about Theodore Roosevelt is that he was a self-made man. That is just simply not true. All of us, if we are fortunate in our lives, have brothers, sisters, fathers, grandparents, colleagues, friends, people who pick us up and push us forward when we're faltering, when we're suffering or have some sort of disappointment or setback in our life. And that is true of Theodore Roosevelt, too. That's not the story that has been told by history. The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt really sheds a light on some women that have been forgotten by history for far too long.
So let's talk about a couple of them. I want to start with one of the sisters. Sisters play interesting roles behind the scenes. Political strategist, Anna, well, for example.
Bammy, she's known as Bammy for Bambina, yeah. And Bammy is...
Everybody has interesting names,
they all have
right?
nicknames, yeah, absolutely. Nicknames, yeah. So Bammy is what RFK was to JFK for Theodore Roosevelt. She is insightful and intelligent. She sees the political chessboard and knows exactly where Theodore Roosevelt should move next. I mean, she is an inspiration for TR in many ways. She suffered a spinal defect as a child. And so she teaches her brother, her younger brother, how to will through pain. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is one of the key facts we know about Theodore Roosevelt. It's just almost superhuman strength and ability to suffer these physical feats. Mm-hmm. He learned that from his sister, Bammy, and she is the one that time after time, she puts him in the position of Assistant Secretary of State. She's the one who has the little White House down the street from the Oval Office. Mm. And it is said of Bammy that had she been a man, she would have been president of the United States, not T.R., and none other than Eleanor Roosevelt agrees with that assessment.
Now, his wife, Edith, this is his second wife, you call her the first modern first lady.
Edith kicks open the door of the American century and pushes Theodore Roosevelt through it. There's so much you can say about mm-hmm. Edith. I mean, she physically transformed the White House. She created what is known as the East Wing and the West Wing, the executive function of the White House and the residential function of the White House. She built a colonial garden, which became the Rose Garden. She had an office next to Theodore's. And so she was in the room where it happened because she designed it that way. But far beyond the physical changes to the White House, Edith was Theodore Roosevelt's key political advisor. She read 4 or 5 newspapers a day. She was the first person that T.R. talked to in the morning, the last person she talked to at night. Franklin D. Roosevelt said of Edith that she managed T.R. very cleverly without his being conscious of it, no mm-hmm. slight achievement anyone will concede.
You know, you flicked at this when you were talking about the sister, but it's worth saying, I think, these are all, in your words, extraordinary women, but of their time. So they had to do all of this behind the scenes. They weren't able to be out front. They certainly weren't able to run for office themselves.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we said of Bammy that had she been a man and lived at another time, she could have been president. Mm-hmm. They funneled the women in Theodore Roosevelt's life, all funneled their energy into their brother or their spouse or their son. They wanted to see him succeed. And in fact, they obscured their role in history. Mm-hmm. The loves of Theodore Roosevelt shows through meticulous research and brand new letters that have never been a part of the historical record before. Mm-hmm. The story that they didn't necessarily want told. They liked the myth of Theodore Roosevelt, the self-made man. But I don't think it diminishes TR to know that he had help, that he had his sisters, he had his mother, he had his wives who were there pushing him along the way. We all need that in our lives and are fortunate to have it.
How much has the research changed? How much more do we know now? How much as, you know, as times change, as the culture changes, to look behind the scenes at the sort of great man theory, which is where TR has been shrouded, right?
Absolutely. When Edmund Morris and David McCullough did their books in the late 70s, early 80s, they did not have access to 24 love letters between Theodore Roosevelt and his first wife, Alice. Those letters are all in The Loves of Theodore Roosevelt. While I was doing the research, there was a safe at Sagamore Hill that hadn't been opened since 1954. Harvard called it the greatest discovery of Theodore Roosevelt letters since his death in 1919. All 11 of those new letters are in the Loves of Theodore Roosevelt. So believe it or not, we're learning more about history the more time goes on and these incredible women in TR's life.
You referred to his wife, Edith, opening the door to the American century. Now, that's a kind of fraught phrase, a complicated phrase. What do you mean by it, and how has our conception of it and TR's role in it changed?
Well, I think that history doesn't repeat, it rhymes. And of course, if you don't learn from history, you're condemned to repeat it. You think about TR's time, right? There was rapid technological change. Mm-hmm. They're flying in airplanes and driving in cars. He was born at a time before electricity. There's a change from an agrarian to an industrial society in the economy. There's a mass wave of immigration changing the composition of the culture. And there's a debate about whether America should be isolationist or whether they should be a global power. Does any of this sound familiar? Mm-hmm. It's exactly what we're debating now. And I think when you look back in history, you really can better understand the present and hopefully make a better future.
So lastly, I want to ask you about your other hat, which is, as I mentioned in the introduction, with the Library Foundation. This is being built in your home state, take us back to the beginning, North Dakota.
Yes. Well, Theodore Roosevelt said, I never would have been president without my experiences in North Dakota. And that is why we are constructing the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in the Badlands next to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the only park named for a person, let alone a president. And we are scheduled to open on July 4th, 2026, the 250th anniversary of America. And it's really about tomorrow, not yesterday. It's about future generations getting in the arena and making a change that they want to see in the world.
All right. We will look for that. And in the meantime, the Loves of Theodore Roosevelt, Edward O'Keefe. Thank you very much.
Great to be with you, Jeff.